Do you have your armor on? And no, I'm not talking about bug spray. I'm talking about the full armor of God. All month long, we're looking at the spiritual armor Paul writes about in Ephesians 6, 10 through 20, and why we need to put it on daily to be protected. You put on sunscreen to go to the pool, yet we walk out into this world unprotected to face the enemy. Did you even know you're in a battle? Last week, we talked about how important it is to be aware of the battle and why we need armor in the first place. We also talked about the foundation of it all we have in the belt of truth. You can watch previous broadcasts at lifeword.org. Let's look again together at Ephesians 6, 10 through 17. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Our focus today is on the second piece of armor Paul wants us to put on, the breastplate of righteousness. The breastplate guarded the source of life, the heart. When we clothe ourselves in righteousness, we are putting on the righteousness of Christ. We have none on our own, but by being covered in his grace and pursuing his ways over ours, our spiritual life is protected. Our heart is protected when we put our faith and trust in Christ. King Solomon said it best in Proverbs 4:23, "Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life." Everything flows from the heart. What we say, how we feel, what we believe to be true is all deeply rooted in the emotions and will of our heart. If Jesus is not the ruler of it, we will be led astray. It is easily deceived when left unguarded. Romans 10:10 tells us, "It is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." This means it all begins with believing in your heart, by faith, that Jesus died for your sins. When you do that, you take on his righteousness. He then guards your heart as you follow him in all your ways. Now, do you see why the enemy wants to attack your faith, your feelings, your emotions, and your source of life? If he can penetrate your heart, he knows you'll believe any lie he feeds you. But when we put on the breastplate of righteousness, we are saying, "Jesus, you have my heart. I will follow you and trust you and know I'm forever in your hands." That kind of covering over my heart is more powerful than any arrows the enemy may throw at me. I know where my help comes from. It is found in the Lord, and I am protected when he is the ruler of my heart. That's the truth. Guard your heart with the breastplate of righteousness. Put your faith in Jesus, and you'll stand strong in the battle. I'm Lori Klein.